This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Key selling point of community college is the ability to transfer to a four-year college and save money. Yet, the Government Accountability Office finds that 43% of all community college credits don't end up transferring and counting toward a degree. Now students are getting more vocal about getting credit where it's due. Here's GBH reporter Kirk Carapeza.
To get a head start on his bachelor's degree while still in high school, William Kamani took courses at a community college in Brockton, Massachusetts.
I didn't really know what I was getting into.
Kamani is the son of Kenyan immigrants. He earned enough credits to graduate high school not only with a diploma, but an associate degree. But when he enrolled at the University of Chicago, he learned a hard lesson in college economics. None of his credits would count.
Zero. Getting the email saying that none of them were going to get transferred was quite painful, because I feel like the degree that I worked towards was a lot of work, a lot of effort.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the University of Chicago says transfer credits must come from institutions that grant bachelor's degrees. Nearly all community college students hope to transfer their credits and earn a bachelor's degree, but historically, very few of them realize that goal. Only one in six ever succeed. Four-year institutions often require students to take their classes.
Colleges are businesses.
Francesca Purcell lectures at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, and she says there's a big incentive to accept students.
There is not a big incentive to accept all of their credits.
Why not?
Given the financial situation that most four-year institutions are in, they need to survive.
And that comes at the expense of low-income students like Simba Gandhari. He had to fight to transfer his credits from a technical school in South Carolina to a four-year college in Wisconsin.
It started to feel as if I was just another body and another way to make tuition.
Harvard's Francesca Purcell sees fixing the credit pipeline as a diversity opportunity.
If we could solve student transfer from community colleges, would serve the highest numbers of students from low-income families, from students of color, it would truly be transformative.
Some four-year institutions that don't accept community college credits do recognize advanced placement credits. And research shows Black and Indigenous students have unequal access to AP coursework. Back in Chicago, William Kamani says that exposes these institutions as businesses that tend to enroll white and Asian students.
I think it kind of shows ingrained inequality, preferences towards, you know, suburban, more affluent students.
And he says it shows where colleges' priorities really are. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.